kind, gentle creatures that can only hurt one another by accident. He says, then there are wolves. The wolves will feed on the sheep. They're the sociopaths. They're the criminals. He says, and then there are sheepdogs. The sheep are a little leery of the sheepdog. He wanders around and checks the perimeter every night and barks at the moon. He would never turn his teeth on the flock, but he yearns for a righteous battle. When the wolf comes around, nothing else will do, and the entire flock is sitting there trying to hide behind one lonely sheepdog as he faces down the wolves. We're talking about a creature who is capable of confronting and dealing with combat and sustaining themselves across the long haul. The goal becomes to be a sheepdog, to be a warrior, to be the one that is ready to respond to the threats when the time arises.
Welcome to Blue Justice. I'm your host, David. And let me just start by saying, I apologize, I'm a little late. Apparently, I misplaced the PIN code to dial in. So I do apologize, we're a few minutes late. So as always, Blue Justice is brought to you by Lesma on Blog Talk Radio. And today's Friday, so we're going to try something new. Amanda wanted to throw out there, Fun Day Friday. So... hey, it's Fun Day Friday. I don't want to get into anything too heavy, obviously, with the weekend coming. I'm sure there's enough going on, and the topics will still be relevant come Monday or Tuesday or whatnot during the week. But let's try to keep the weekend kind of light. As always, Ken will tune in, and we'll see what he wants to talk about. One thing I do want to mention to everyone, though, real quick, let me just throw this out there. It's reemerging, this one particular post. I just want to throw it out there because I've commented on it before. It's the blue line on the curb post. I'm sure you've all seen it. Everyone's seen it, right? It's a picture, and it's got a blue line that goes up and down on the curb, and it wraps over the top of the curb a little bit. And everyone's like, oh, my God, this is awesome. It shows support for police. You know, that's great. And a lot of people are commenting like, oh, my God, I'm going to do this. Okay, several things you need to know. One, after you do that, please place your head against the curb and ram it into the curb really hard because you're an idiot. No offense. We love the support. Law enforcement does. Retired law enforcement does. Shit, even the military does. But that's not what the blue line's for. Those are actually done by Department of Public Works and water departments in the various towns in regards for meter reading and stuff like that. A lot of communities have that because they have actual vehicles that will read your electronic water meter, and that blue line is where they need to be lined up with so that their vehicle can read it without them getting help. Just so you know, they're not being done by people. That being said, too, for example, if you're caught doing that, let's say where I live, you're going to be fined heavily. The curbs are meant for markers. Actually, they're meant to be curbs. But they're also meant, there's markers they put on it, whether it be for paving, power lines, whatever the case may be. And when you're throwing shit on there, they kind of get upset and it fucks shit up. So I wouldn't necessarily so much go and do that. But a lot of people are like, oh, I don't know about that, but how, you know, I'm going to put a blue light bulb. A, that's great. Yeah, that actually makes a little bit more sense because, A, it's visible. B, it can be seen from a distance. C, the officers driving down the block aren't looking at your curb. They will notice a blue light bulb if you're going to do that. So that's great. It's actually even better than the blue line. But please don't fall for the stupidity. That's not what it is. It ties into the second thing is please do your research. You know, we're filled with a society of ribbon makers. You know, so quick to want to help and so quick to want to do so much, but yet do nothing at all. You know, but we're also quick to jump the gun. Post going around about Blue Lives Murder sticker being placed on an ice rink in Colorado. It's bullshit, okay? The ice rink did not do it. Those stickers have been reported all over Colorado, not even in that area, but the state. There's even high schools that have seen them on lockers inside the school. these are stickers that were made. They don't know who made them. Now reports coming out, they're showing up in other areas as well. But they're being handed out, or people are buying them, whatever the case may be, and they're doing it. It is a form of harassment against cops. Reason why it was put on that store, it was put on the outside of the glass, it was not even put on straight and all that. That was put on because the place that in question is very pro-law enforcement, extremely pro-law enforcement, and that is why this happened. They're doing it there because you create community outrage against the location. The location drops its support for police due to all the outrage and drop in business and whatnot, and your law enforcement who used to be get all their support from there and all that is now standing once again alone. It is a crime to just go placing stickers on businesses like that. It's a form of graffiti. It's a form of criminal mischief. It is being investigated, by local authorities and by the state, and they are going to prosecute. So, it is what it is. And that's coming straight from the rink. So it is what it is. I've commented on a few of the other groups that I follow that had it. Really, just people, we have to do our research, like with anything else. If we fail to do our research, shame on us. It makes us look bad. It makes the movement look bad. It makes everything look bad. Yes, accidents happen. Mistakes are made. Things are overlooked. We have to understand that that's going to happen. You know, whether it be something I mistake or Amanda mistakes or Chuck or Tammy or Karen or even Ken. But what we do have to realize as a whole, these are our responsibilities. And, although accidents do happen, we should try to keep them at a minimum. And also we should try not to spread them too far. And at the same time, let's not give up on the easy ones. Some things are very easy to research and find out. If you only give yourself, anywhere from 5 seconds to 5 minutes worth of time to do it, you'll have your answer and you'll be safe. So, okay, I'm done. That's it. We're Fun Friday. Amanda, I know you're listening in because I see a whole bunch of numbers and yours is one of them. You're always listening in. Thank God. It's your Fun Day Friday, so jump in. What do you want to talk about? You got some jokes?
No, I'm not good at telling jokes at all. Actually, I just wanted to announce everybody that was here and kind of see where you guys took it, and I could chime in if I needed to, but yeah. So let me just announce everybody. Yes, let's do. Let's do. First, we have a special friend of mine listening today. She's not calling in, but yeah, so shout out to her. Okay, we have Ken on the line, we have David Shawless on the line, and we have Tammy on the line. And as I'm talking, I'm unmuting everybody so everybody can say hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Ken.
Out fucking standing. We have a full house today. That's awesome.
Yeah, and nothing to say, apparently, everybody.
No one's got anything to say. All right, well, listen, if no one has anything they want to openly say, that's great, but I'm going to, then I'm going to start.
Okay, you're going to tell some jokes then?
Fun Day Friday, we got to think of something fun. what is fun for Fun Day Friday? Well, I don't want to go too crazy. First of all, let me just say, this isn't politics, but, it is about the debate that went on last night. But holy cow, did anyone watch? I know Amanda did because, she put it all over Facebook. But did anyone else watch this? I mean, what a friggin' hysterical joke this whole thing. I mean, I'm not making fun of any candidate. They all acted like children. But it was literally like watching a bunch of kindergarten kids.
It was pretty bad.
What it was like. And by the way, I thought Fox News did a great job of dragging that out of them. I mean, they clearly Fox News, from what I saw, their biggest intent was to see how much of a mockery they could make this whole thing.
Sadly, I think you're right. I really do. It was quite entertaining, actually, for a little while. And then at some point I was wishing that I was on those dials, where people say, what they like and what they don't like while it's going on. At one point I was like, yeah, this would turn that dial all the way down. This is getting to be bullshit. I mean, it was pretty bad.
Absolutely, wasn't it? Huh? It's a shame. And you know, I listened to the whole thing, and I realized maybe I really don't like any of them.
I had the opposite reaction. I had the opposite. I was like, you know, I like this about this guy and this about this guy. And I mean, I almost posted on Facebook that I thought we had some pretty entertaining and pretty. It was not, like I said, it was entertaining, not for a president, not entertaining, but I found some good qualities in everybody. My husband said,
not on Rubio.
Huh?
Thanks so far, not as a president. Great qualities for entertainment, but not as a president.
Right. Yeah. They were shredding each other, and it was so interesting. And my husband was like, Marco Rubio was going off, and he's like, those are lines. Those are lines. And at one point, do you remember the yoga one, David? Where, it was great.
Yeah. I heard that one.
Yeah.
It was great.
Take a deep breath. And then it was like, why not? He's pretty flexible.
Right, yes, that was perfect. And I looked at my husband, and I was like, that was not a written line. He so pulled that out of thin air.
That was definitely spontaneous. And he seemed very surprised that it got the reaction it got. And it was a good line. Listen, he saw an open window and he took it. That's what you do. But
yes.
I think it's absolutely fair, these guys tearing each other up. I mean, it's like listening to a bunch of kids in the schoolyard going at one another. Where can you get entertainment like that for free?
Well, you know, you're right. But, you know, like I turned to my wife at one point and I said, I'd almost rather see these guys get in a ring and just fight it out.
Yeah.
That I'd buy a ticket to see.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, I mean, the whole thing is comical. You know, I was watching how, like, Mitt Romney came out and said, oh, my God, all this bad shit about Trump. And I'm like, well, that's funny because 4 years ago,
mm-hmm.
he said the actual opposite when he endorsed you.
Yeah, exactly.
He endorses nothing but Democrats, nothing but Democrats. No, he endorsed Romney.
Right.
He was, whatever. It's all.
That was the big news. Yeah, that was the big news of the day, was the Romney the Romney speech, and then you get on TV and Cruz doesn't even have anything to say about it. He's like, oh, he endorsed this person over this person and da-da-da-da-da, but he didn't ever mention Romney, and it's like, yeah, your argument is invalid, buddy. It's completely invalid by something that everybody's heard today.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I think that's what was great, too, because obviously Trump knew it was coming. He knew it was coming because they released snippets of it. And he got to release the video of Romney, of him accepting the endorsement from Trump and doing nothing but speaking great things of Trump. And he got to release that prior to the interview, which was not the interview, the statement, which was awesome. You know, it's sickening, though. I think the most telling thing, though, was to see Cruz, Rubio, and Romney. I put a picture on my Facebook somebody posted. They're all sitting on a plane together talking. And it was taken not long before this. It really does go to show how the establishment we have it's really scared to see this guy make it.
Yeah. So I think the only thing that I really took away from it last night, I think what stole the show, in my opinion, was Donald Trump has this problem, and I love him. I love him, but he has this problem with interrupting and not being. That's not presidential, you know. Let them say their piece, and then you answer, and he's all, no. And at some point, you know, you're like, shut up. I really want to hear what they have to say. And I think what stole the whole show was Ted Cruz looking at him and going, it's okay, Donald, breathe. Breathe. That was the best. I was like, ooh, that had to hurt his ego. I love Donald Trump, but that was an awesome moment where I'm like, ouch.
Yeah, no. They definitely got Donald on the ropes as far as, you know, ego bruising and whatnot.
The last comment they made, that when they started ridiculing the size of his hands. I mean, that just
okay.
That cracked me up.
to me, And to me, that is so uncalled for in a presidential debate. Like, that is not something
That's schoolyard antics right there.
Yeah. That's very off-putting, especially, you know, he brought it up, but he brought it up because they keep attacking it. And he's like, look at these hands. And I'm going, oh, my God. And I assure you, I'm not lacking anywhere else either. And I about died. I'm like, oh, my God.
That's the part that killed me. I was like, wow, here's a man that's possibly going to be running the country. And we're talking about, you know, his manhood. Do I really give a shit what the fuck your manhood looks like? I could care less.
Well, you know, although I agree with you completely, you know, they're just all, you know, I think the establishment's just very much afraid of him, and they're grabbing at anything, and nothing's sticking. You know, and like they said, oh, Trump University, blah, blah, blah. Okay, you'll see when the suit's over.
Did you see 7 minutes after the debate last night, Donald Trump's Facebook page posted that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, by the way. The letter he kept telling Megan existed, he posted it on Facebook 7 minutes after the debate was over.
Sure he did, whether she wanted to see it or not. They were going after him. And I'll be honest with you. Don't you think it's funny that they had screenshots of stuff for him, and it seemed like the other two candidates had responses to it, like they already knew what was going to be asked?
Yep.
You know, it's weird. They brought up Trump University gets brought up, and then it's like, well, it's an A rating. Well, and then you hear, no, it's actually a D minus, and then Kelly's chiming in, no, it is a D minus because we checked just prior to the show, assuming you'd say that. And it's like, what, did you all sit around and try to do me in?
Well, remember when the only time I saw in the debate, the only time when Chris Wallace was like, pull up screen FB5, you know, that's like the only two times in the debate they had screens ready to show numbers, and it was all against Trump. Did you catch that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They didn't have screens ready for anybody else.
Oh, well, what I find interesting is, you know, they'll bring pictures up in this campaign to attack Donald, and these pictures were taken 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Well, who the fuck gives a shit what happened 15 years ago? Do you think I honestly care? You know, just because he's posing with a picture with Bill and Hillary at that time? Come on, really? I mean, does that really have a bearing on what's happening right now at the moment?
Yeah, I want to say something about that, too. They keep Megyn and Kelly really went off on him flip-flopping. And I can't tell you how – I mean, I was upset for Trump because I was like, this is getting to be bullshit because – you know, I was a raging liberal in my early 20s. I was. I believed, you know, my husband had a ton of guns in the house, and I was pissed at him for that. We would argue about our rifles. I was a raging liberal. So the more you learn and the more you educate yourself and decide for yourself, yes, your mind will change. And that's what they kept focusing on. And he's like, this is what I said. And he's trying to explain himself. And that part bothers me that they're not going on anyone else's flip-flops. I can give you flip-flops on all of them, except Kasich, because nobody's paying attention to him. And how about that? How about him and his little spiel about, well, you guys don't give me any airtime. Did you guys hear that?
I think they're right, though. I think they're right, and I'll be honest with you. I think he would have had a great chance, not over Trump, but I'd prefer him over Rubio or Cruz, just my opinion and what I know
too.
About him personally. But they won't. They're not giving him that opportunity. And you know, although they'd love to not give that opportunity to Trump, they just can't because he's just too big. They don't
he's
want him to have
it.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, you know, fuck you. I'm going to be on it and I'm going to handle it. You know, how do they stop it?
Just like a simple thing where they like to show his business failures. Okay, well, let's put this in perspective. You've got a gentleman here that's worth X amount of dollars in his life, more than you could even fathom, and he started businesses. Yeah, some businesses tank. Not every business you're going to have is going to be successful. But you know what? Why are you going to criticize the man for a business that tanked and how many viable businesses he still has running today? I mean, come on. I think he's still batting 1,000. How many businesses do these other idiots have running? They don't.
Well, I agree with you 100%. I do. And you know what's even more telling? I love how they talked, you know, they talked about Trump State. They talked about Trump University. They failed. I gotcha. You know, Trump University, it was obviously, in all reality, it was more about money than anything else. But realistically, what he did was no better or no worse than, you know, you ever see, like, the, they have it in Texas and Arizona. I've seen them in Vegas, these flip shows where you buy the houses and you flip them. And there's this one guy, this one Spanish guy, he's married, his brother's in the business with him, and his cousins, and I forgot where they work, but it might even be in Los Angeles. But they made like an empire out of it. And they actually go around the country now doing these types of talk shows where it's like $1,000 to get into, you know, this forum and get their book and their shit. And they're hailed as like the best thing and whatnot. It's the same shit. It's no issue. No one cared about this Trump University, you know, until he was running for president and actually sticking. That was the big thing, too. No one expected him to be around this long, so no one gave a fuck. Now all of a sudden it's like, oh, my God, what are we going to do? And they're beating him up on it. But the worst part of all this, you're beating him up on stuff that doesn't make sense, and they go after – so to go after the university, it's a civil thing. It's not a big deal. It was nothing criminal. Then the issue becomes, now they were saying with, what was it, the Trump suits and Trump ties and cufflinks being made in Mexico and China and how that's wrong. And, you know, what the reality is again, you know, like you said, because it's about business, he owns a business. So, yes, he's sending it to China and India and Mexico to get it made because he can get it made so much cheaper. Because our government allows that to happen. And like he's saying on the same platform, I'm going to have to bring it back to America because when I get in, I want to change it so it can't be so easy and business has to stay here.
Right.
So
I loved how that he pointed out that he was operating within the law. They can get mad all they want, but you've got Rubio, Cruz, and Kasich up there, all politicians. Kasich, not so much on this level, but who writes those laws? Those
right.
Your senators, your Republican or your representatives, and they're sitting here jumping on Trump for following the law and doing things that are within the law. But those are your friends who wrote the law, guys. Y'all are the ones. You're hypocrites.
Well, you know, it's like, you know, you look at all these people out there against Trump: MSNBC, Democrats, CNN, the Republicans, Fox News. The media hates him. The political establishment hates him. So what's that tell me? He must be doing something right.
Now, wait a minute, though. You said the Democrats hate him, and really they don't. Donald Trump has more independent and Democratic votes in his favor than any candidate has ever pulled over this early in an election. He is actually, I said this on my Facebook the other day, but the reason that Cruz won Oklahoma is because it was close party voting. I'm a Republican. I have to vote for a Republican in this election. Oklahoma was the first state so far in the primaries that have done this. There's a few more coming up, but Donald Trump is winning because he's getting Democratic, Independent, and Republicans voting for him. That is monstrous, and people kind of act like it's not a big deal, but that is a really big deal that he's pulling everybody in.
Well, that's good. But I mean, obviously, I mean, the bottom line is, obviously, the man must be doing something right, you know, for these people, you know, even within the Republican Party, that they're trying to do their damnedest to prevent him from becoming their candidate. But he's got to be doing something right. I mean, he's stirring the shit pot, but he's not afraid to lick the spoon either.
Hey, so I want to bring something up that I'm very curious about everybody's take on this. So everybody kind of was – there were mumblings yesterday about Mitt Romney being brought back in. It was kind of a – it was a candidate speech, basically, that he gave. And they're thinking that the GOP is going to – at the convention – I can't remember the word that it's called, but they're going to go against if Donald Trump doesn't get 70% of the votes for the nomination, they can choose their own candidate. And they're thinking that Mitt Romney is going to be brought in. as they're thinking that the GOP is going to go completely against America and bring in Mitt Romney. This was on the grudge.
Myself, personally, I don't see that happening.
People didn't happen with...
I agree because, you know, listen, that is, to me, that's equivalent to a nuclear option. You can never go back once you did it. You'll always be known as the party that turned against America. You will destroy the party, and you will very easily and very carefully and very clearly open up America with the one thing they don't want, a three-party system. I just can't see them doing that.
They'd hurt the integrity of their own party. It's just, I don't see it happening.
But wasn't Hillary Clinton back in Obama's first election, didn't she win the most votes and they did the same thing and chose Barack Obama instead? Isn't that the same exact thing that happened? I wasn't really involved back then. I don't remember exactly, but isn't that what happened? Didn't the Democratic National Convention do the same exact thing just like 8 years ago?
You know what? I don't know because I'm not a Democrat.
I'm pretty sure. I am pretty sure that Hillary Clinton got the most votes Obama's first election year and that the Democratic National Convention chose Obama anyway. I don't remember exactly how that worked. But anyway, it's a big deal. People are really mumbling. There's a lot of chatter about it. So just keep an eye on it. I'm curious myself, and I think it would be treason, basically. And I think it would be the biggest mistake that they could ever make. But is the establishment that ballsy? I'm curious to find out.
Well, I don't see him beating Trump. He can say what he wants.
No,
but
no,
that video of endorsement between the two of them, that Trump ad, as far as I'm concerned, you can say no more. You were sucking his ass 4 years ago. You willfully walked away from the election. There was fraud in the election. You didn't even want to push the envelope with it. You said, I lost, whatever. Now all of a sudden you're some great champion? I don't get it.
Well, here's what. Okay, so I have this really big political strategy is my deal, and I have this big fear that Ted Cruz may take the nomination from Donald Trump, and I really hope not. Because, you know, Donald Trump said he'll run as an independent, and then we're going to be splitting votes, and that's going to be really, really bad. If let's throw all that out and say that Mitt Romney gets the GOP nomination based on what we're talking about, and Trump says, fuck it, I'm running independent, I don't see, under any circumstances, Donald Trump still not winning the election. I just don't see it. He has so much support from both sides of the aisle, I just don't see it. The pissed off Americans have had it.
I was talking to someone the other day, and I think a reason why he gets a lot of the attention he gets and he's got the following he has is because, you know, our government was never meant to be a two-party system. We know that. Go back to, you know, Washington days and even Lincoln's days. There were other political parties that ran. Now, not that we don't have them these days, right? You do have a legitimate communist party that runs, right? You have a legitimate socialist party. You have the Green Party. You have the Clean Air Party. You have, you know, you still have, obviously, Democrat, Republican, Independent, Constitutionalist Party, Libertarian Party. You still have these parties. But only you all know that only two parties get in. They force everyone else out. Donald Trump is the first one who could really, like you said, if this happens, he will officially be the turning point and make it, you know, back into a multi-party system because they can't shut him out. They can't. And they're doing everything they can. You saw it last night when he said education, and you're like, oh, it's only $73 billion. How are you going to save $300? You know, and I think he made it very clear to say, it's not, first of all, you know, he's not yet, it's projected long term. The course of my, you know, presidency, this is what I'm going to do. And they're like, well, how are you going to do that? It's $73, the budget. Well, that's the budget for 1 year. What's the budget over 4 years? Plus it increases every year. There's always an increase. You know, plus there's everything else that's tied to it. Like he said, with health care, with drugs, they tried to go after him. I think personally, he's right on target with it. you got to open it up to bidding. There is no bidding. The bidding's not necessarily square. The bidding, they don't hold anyone to anything. It's no different when, you know, the Navy just recently had a whole class of ships built that turns out they suck. They were over budget, way over budget, and they're nothing but failures. They're lucky the things fucking float, to the point that these war machines are ultimately going to be turned over and handed over to the U.S. Coast Guard. They do not work as Navy vessels at all. They will not survive combat.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I know what class of ship you're talking about, and they were trying to go with this stealth kind of technology like they do with aircraft. It doesn't work with warships like that.
No, it doesn't. But they were also saying there were other issues with it, that this thing will never be combat worthy. It just won't. You would be sending the guys out in a tin can to get killed, is exactly what these ships would do. Now, granted, they had 2, 3, 4 of them built. They went twice over the budget. You know, the budget for it, the proposal, the contract is for X amount of dollars for X amount of ships. There's no penalty in the federal system for it. You know, you do it locally. If you go to your local town and you ask them, if they're like getting a roadway built, the project becomes, you know, we're going to build X amount, this type of roadway, this many lanes, in this direction, here's the route, here's how long it is, how long does it take, you do your proposal, you give a date, they give you X amount of leadway in the date, they give you a bonus for finishing early, they take money away when you finish late. And there's your incentive. When you go federal, it's, oh, well, we can't do it. We need another $2 billion. Oh, okay. Well, it's going to take a while to figure it out, but we'll get it to you. $2 billion's up. Yeah, no, we need more, actually. We were off. We need another $500 million. Oh, okay. Here's another $500 million. You know, now you're $2.5 billion over budget on a ship, per ship. You got 4 ships coming. And then when the government says these things suck, we're not taking any more, the company goes, yeah, but you ordered 7 and there's only 4, so just pay us for the other 3 and we'll get them out to you. And they don't ever fight it, which is exactly what Trump's talking about. The bidding process is failed, the system they use is flawed, and everyone takes advantage of, you know.
There's so much unnecessary spending, especially within the military, because you know as well as I do, even when, you know, you work on the department, all monies in your budget have to be spent or you're going to get less the next year around. Okay,
right.
So here's a good example, you know, how the military spent money just frivolously. Okay, they had a class of fighter jets that they put out. They installed ashtrays in fighter jets for $600 a piece. Who the fuck is smoking in a fighter jet? Who has time?
You never know. I mean, you know, I wouldn't suggest it, but I guess it could happen.
I guess maybe if you get blasted on one side and you're ready to put your head between your legs and kiss your ass goodbye, you may want to have your last smoke. But I really don't foresee that happening, just like they spent $1,000 for toilet seats. Come on, that's one expensive shit, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah, that's no different than the $500 hammers and stuff like that you see. And then again, it's the whole point, like, you know, and that's part of the thing that Donald was trying to say is, you know, the system's made this way so everyone gets their money. You know, you're over-kicking, you know, again, just look at it from a local standpoint. We had a town supervisor who runs the town I live in. She decided after multiple wins she was going to run for district attorney. By the way, she was running for district attorney in Nassau County. She is not a lawyer. Just throwing it out there, she's not a lawyer. She's never tried a case, but she was going to run for district attorney. She lost, and the puppet she was going to put in her old position, they lost too, thank God. But while she was in office as town supervisor, she instituted things such as recycling and made it so that you had to use the town-supplied garbage cans, which everyone loved because guess what? The recycling cans were all free. But what a lot of people didn't realize is these free cans are being paid for in your taxes. And the company that makes these plastic recycling bins is owned by, like, her third cousin. And her, you know, I think it was like her uncle was placed in charge of a very high position within that company. So a distant relative was making money, her very own uncle was making money, and then the uncle was funneling lots of money through that into her reelection campaigns every year. And everyone thought this was wonderful. So the government kind of works the same way. You don't think that, these shipbuilding companies or these plane building companies or, well, for Christ's sakes, what is it now? I was just watching the other day. What is it? Caterpillar and believe it or not, Ford are fighting to get the winning design for the next light attack vehicle. There's going to be huge kickbacks going to somebody's pocket for that.
Oh yeah, it's big time.
It's a bought corrupt system. That's all it is. Just my opinion, though.
That opinion it's not wrong. That's a pretty accurate description of what happens. I mean, you get all these companies that like to sleep, you know, with the government, and they'll promise them the moon and back. But, you know, when it comes down to it, are they getting a quality product in the end? Probably not. You know, it's the person who has to operate that equipment that is put in the line of fire that they're hoping that this shit saves their ass, and they find out it's just inadequate.
Absolutely.
Do you guys remember, I'm cutting out really bad. Do you guys remember several years ago, I can't remember the name of the company, but it was a solar company that got a $500 million grant from the government, a $500 million loan, and then turned around and filed bankruptcy?
Yes, that was pushed through by Obama, and it was somebody very closely tied to his political campaign. Right after they got the loan,
filed bankruptcy.
Right, and the EPA said they don't qualify, they're not financially sound, they're not this, they're not that. All of a sudden, they get approved. Somebody from his election gets taken on as president or vice president of the company. They file for bankruptcy a few months later and liquefy the company, and he walks away with a severance package. You know, that's just insanity.
And wiped free of the debt to the government. They didn't even have to pay the government that $500 million back. And Trump sitting here talking about the money he's going to save, and they're acting like it's a joke. That kind of shit right there would save $500 million right there.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's why I think what the problem is there. Why they're afraid of him? Because the reality is he's going to get things done. And they know that, and it's going to be for them, it's almost going to be like the end of an era, for lack of a better term. But that's exactly what I think it's going to be. It's a lack of an era for them. And
look
and
at your history of your presidents too. Okay, they're afraid of Donald. Yeah, but you know, let's use Obama as an example. And this is what Trump's going to do too, but he's going to do it with some common sense and with some business savvy. If you look at the history of your presidents. You know, very few presidents actually initiated executive order to where they could override everybody and say, you know what, screw you, fuck you, this is the way it's going to be. Obama has abused that privilege so many times. Now, will Donald get in there and do the same thing and enact executive privilege? Most certainly he's going to, especially when these guys, you know, in the House and everybody else got their heads so far up the goddamn ass. He's going to just tell you, fuck you, we're going to do it my way.
Of course. And he should.
I want to know everybody's take on the tape, the interview with whatever that New York newspaper was, New York Post, New York Times, whatever the hell it was. The interview, you guys know what I'm talking about? The one they made a big deal about on
Yeah, that was that was the New York Times, for the record. It was definitely the New York Times. And as far as a feeling on it, I don't know. I mean, I understand them saying, well, if it's really nothing, you don't mind telling to release it. But at the same token, there might be other stuff that's in that interview that you don't want to authorize the release of.
That's my thought.
You know,
I wonder what else. I don't.
Go ahead. What's up? Go ahead. Go ahead.
I don't think that it's about the wall. I don't. I think that there's something else in that interview that he doesn't need to reveal. And Donald Trump is known for what? Standing his ground. If it's an interview and they don't want to release it because he gave that interview off the record, then he doesn't have to. Donald Trump, like, it's going to look like, oh, yeah, because you asked for it, I'll go ahead and release it. I don't see any reason for it. I don't think it's damning to him, but I want to know what. I was wondering if you guys thought so.
No, listen. You know, the reality is, too, if whatever the interview was, it's not being aired, and it's not being aired for a reason. They are not releasing the interview. They did an interview, again, like I said, for whatever the reason may have been, there was an interview conducted. It's not being released. He's not ordering it to not be released. The New York Times has already come out and said we're not releasing the video unless he tells us to. You know, so whatever it is, he gave them a candid inside look. You know, it might have been an interview that said, listen, I'm going to give you a candid interview before my presidency. If I win, you can air it. Whatever the terms might have been, he's not going to go against it. It is what it is. You know, they don't have to like it, but then again, too fucking bad. He set up the parameters for which it would be done, and it is what it is. He's not airing it. And I think to sit there as men, allegedly, to sit there as men and harp on this the way they're harping on it is despicable. Get
well,
over
that's
it.
The point. I think that's
the
point.
Move on.
Yeah, I think that's all they've got. Everything else they tried to call him on, he's proven him wrong, just like the Better Business Bureau writing. He's pretty straightforward, so I think that's all they've gotten. That's all they can focus on, and all they're trying to do is put that little bit of doubt in the American voter's mind.
It's like,
but I don't think it's working.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it is either. And it's if you can plant the seed of doubt in somebody's mind, your mission's half done. You know, and he's a businessman. He knows that. But somebody else had put out on the internet just after that all started. About the, I don't know if you read about it, the Mitt Romney sex tape?
No, I haven't heard
that?
Anything. Mm-mm.
Okay. So what happened is the guy started it on Twitter, and it's not legit, but they're asking for Mitt Romney to release his sex tape.
Huh.
And he's like, I don't have a sex tape. And then they're like, well, if you don't have a sex tape, if you really don't have a sex tape, because they were trying to say that they think all rich people have sex tapes. Look at Hollywood, look at everything. You're rich, you must have a sex tape. So if you don't have a sex tape, then you won't mind announcing publicly to the world that anyone who has your sex tape can release it. And his whole thing is, he's like, I'm not gonna do that. And they're like, but you don't have a sex tape, so what's the big deal? And, you know, they went after him. You know, again, because of Trump, they're like, well, you're telling Trump, release the audio if there's nothing to hide. Well, if you have no sex tape to hide, why won't you publicly come out and say, release the sex tape?
Yeah, that's wild strategy, but it's there, yeah.
Hey, the guy that did it, he started it on Facebook. He's obviously a supporter, but I gotta give him props on it.
Yeah, that's
kind of right. You know, here you are arguing, saying, Trump, there must be something on the tape because you won't give them permission to release it. Well, then you must, in fact, have a sex tape if you won't come out. Because if you know you have no sex tape, why not come out and say, release the sex tape if you have it?
Which is ridiculous as it stands, but, you just put him in a pickle.
Whoever it is just trying to prove the point.
And it works.
You know,
it's perfect. I think that's awesome.
It's a crazy analogy, but it works. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't want to see Mitt Romney on a sex tape.
isn't he the candidate with the binders of women? Wasn't that one of the things that they attacked him on, like, viciously, was binders of women?
Yeah, I don't know.
You guys don't remember this?
No, that I don't remember. And it's at some place I don't think I'd want to go mentally.
Listen. No, all it was like binders on his coworkers, the people that worked for him. And it was a collection of, like, all of their information that he had, you know. He's a businessman, and he hires women, and it was...
Yeah, he's got a collection of their sex tapes.
No, 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 it wasn't just women either. It was just... But the Democrats were like, war on women, war on women. He has binders of women, and... I mean, like, a three-ring binder is what I'm talking about. And...
Wow, he
uses
it like a Rolodex, huh?
Basically, yeah. And it wasn't just of women. I mean, it was the most ridiculous attack ever. But it was pretty funny a minute ago.
Well, you know, it was definitely different. I'll give you that. I never heard of that. I have no recollection of that, you know, of that.
It happened.
I have no recollection of that incident, you know, or those statements. You know, but again, they always bring up the war on women, and you know, of course, with, you know, Hillary being involved, it you know, it's going to come up, and, you know, they tried to do it with Trump and whatnot. But, you know, if you ask Hillary, just saying, if you would go out and ask Hillary what she thought, she would swear up and down that she's the first woman to ever advance anywhere, you know, that, you know, I saw something on the internet. I put it on my Facebook page. They were talking about a children's book by Hillary. It was obviously a joke. She didn't write one, or at least not that I know of. But what it was all about was, it was like, oh, women have never had rights until I came along, and then it starts talking about, you know, all different women. I mean, going back through the ages, even the Cleopatra, how, you know, Cleopatra was nobody until I came around, and she's got this. You know, this whole notion that it's all about her, and basically trying to prove the point to people that, you know, women have been around and making strides all along.
That's just Hillary. A statement made where she said that she was, when she was in Benghazi, that she was caught under sniper fire, and they had to go under low to get into their vehicles to get out of there as quickly as possible. Meanwhile, a Navy SEAL exposed her and showed the actual footage from when she got off the fucking plane. She's sitting there, you know, giving lollipops and shaking hands and kissing babies at that same airport. And there was, by the all accounts, I could never see a sniper. And I sure the hell didn't see any sniper fire taking place.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that. Because when they confronted her on it, she meant, well, I didn't mean like right there and then. It was in the area, so we had to be careful. It's like, you didn't have to be careful, you dumb bitch. What are you talking about? But, listen, no one said politicians were honest. Go ahead. Go ahead, brother.
I mean, it's all about kissing babies and shaking hands.
Oh, hey, absolutely.
Is Ken still on the line? Does he have anything? I'm not in front of the computer, but we haven't heard from him at all.
Yeah, he hasn't chimed in at all. He's usually a chimer. Ken! Ken's not chiming, or Ken stepped away. He might still be on. I don't have access. I don't know why, but I don't...
I'll go check.
I always have a problem logging in. I don't get this computer stuff. I have problems with it. I mean, I did, don't get me wrong, but I ended up getting one of those computers with, like, a touch screen thing, and now... it's got different software, and it doesn't work like a regular laptop. I don't know, whatever. But I do remember that video. I do remember that video you're talking about. I actually have it saved in my Facebook. There was a young girl there. She's bending over. I think she took flowers from the girl or something. There was no rush to get into service. And there was a concert, too. Sheryl Crow was at the concert from the USO. They showed the video. That's the right one, right? Yeah,
that's exactly it.
Yeah. So there was sniper fire, but not enough of a concern that the USO would cancel their show to keep Sheryl Crow, who was worth millions and millions, out of harm's way.
Yeah, I definitely would have saved her ass before I'd save Hillary's.
Well, you know, I would have too, but unfortunately,
No, not unfortunately. Fortunately, we have good men and women in law enforcement and in military, and they're going to make sure that that bitch was safe. And
well,
it is what it is.
The sacrifices.
You know, if I had a chance. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What were you gonna say?
No, it's just that, you know, the sacrifices. It comes back to the sacrifices our men and women in, you know, in law enforcement make, and will literally sacrifice themselves for another end of two shits less about them.
Right. Well, and we all know for a fact that these politicians don't give two shits. Let's face it. So, you know, it's a shame, but it is what it is. But luckily, you know, like we said, our men and women, they care. They care a lot. They're brave. I mean, you know, it is what it is, and they do the right thing. Fortunately, though, once you retire, you can talk shit.
Patriotic and dedicated.
Yes, well, definitely patriotic, definitely dedicated. Again, if only the politicians or the people being protected were even slightly patriotic and slightly dedicated. You know, I think it would be different. You know, and it goes
well,
to show.
Your politicians and everybody take things for granted, just like most people take relationships for granted. Instead of looking at the other person as a human being and have some respect and compassion for another human being, they just take everything for granted.
No, I agree. And, you know, that's what, you know, and again, it's like with the Super Bowl, you know. Beyonce has no problem talking shit about cops in her song, which, let's face it, it was. You know, you're celebrating a group that killed cops openly and knowingly, and you're celebrating them. Well, the reality is you also had no problem calling for an escort from the ambulance today, not the ambulance, from the airport. You know, from those very same men you're insulting. You know, it's despicable. It really is. It's this it's not entitled, but it's this elitist mentality. You know, the entitled people have their own, they're their own problem in and of themselves, but these elitists are just, I'm so done with them, I really am. It's sad. It really is.
They wear two faces, you know, and you never know which face you're staring at.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is my problem with Ted Cruz. People keep asking, I want to bring that up really fast, people keep asking what my deal is with Ted Cruz. He's got some really good stuff to stand on. He's got some really strong beliefs, but I've seen him in person, and his persona in public is completely fake. The facade is so see-through, and it bothers me to think what's going to happen if you get in office, because I just can't trust him because he's got this mask on. So I don't have anything, like, politically against him. It's my personal feelings, and people always ask, so I just threw that out there.
Oh, you're probably right. If you look at these campaigns that these people run and the different platforms that they stand on. Now, if you do your homework on each candidate, all these platforms and things that they say that they're going to do, are they actually going to be able to implement them? 90% of those things, probably not. You know, all it is it's just a way of selling themselves to get in office. What is it?
Well, here's something really, really fast about Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz has no support in the Senate, in the United States Senate, like his colleagues, his coworkers. This is a very real concern. If he can't get anybody to support him there, how's he going to get anything, any kind of legislation passed as the executive officer when he can't even get just any support in the Senate? How are you going to get your Congress to actually work together and accomplish something when everybody hates your gut? That is a very real complaint, just throwing that out there.
If you don't have the respect of the people that you work with, you'll never get anywhere.
I got to agree. Although I didn't realize he had such, people had such ill feelings for him that he worked with. But again, that goes to show you, if that's the case,
I'm not saying it is, because like I said, I don't know. I'm going to just say it. If that is, in fact, the case, it's quite telling of the type of person you are. You know, I mean, usually your neighbors and your coworkers are the ones that kind of stand by you, just for the sake that
they're your neighbors.
How many times do you hear, well, he wasn't a bad guy, he kept to himself, right? When your own coworkers can't unify with you, even in you know, I mean, it's a bad situation. That's dangerous, very dangerous, very dangerous. And thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah, I know he has like Oklahoma Senator or Oklahoma Representative Jim Bridenstine supports him, but that is, and he's in the House, in the Senate. He has no support. He can't get any backing. So, yeah, that is something just to think about as executive officer. That is concerning. Yeah.
Oh, it's very concerning.
Anyway.
It's very disheartening. Wow. But, yeah, and, you know, I do know, though, by the way, I just want to throw out there was a lot of mention last night about, and I'm curious, a lot of mentioning last night during the debate of how I did this, I did that, I stand for this, I stand for that, as politicians, which I, you know, again, it's just my opinion. I want to throw it out there. But, you know, I stood by this monument. They tried to take it down. I fought hard for, you know, Pledge Allegiance in schools, and I this and I that, and I got it done, and you got it done, whatever. Did anyone kind of feel like they were kind of speaking out their ass? And that was just to show people more, I guess, of like a subconscious level, you know, I'm here and I've done it and Donald Trump hasn't?
That's exactly what it was. That's exactly.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
and Kasich did awesome. I mean, he really, I've always liked him quite a bit, but I know he has some liberal policies too, so you kind of got to watch him. But at first, he was saying, you know, I've worked with Reagan, I've done this, I've done that, I have the experience, and that looks really good for him, until every one of his answers said the same thing. And he just kept talking, well, I've done this, I've done that, I've done this. And it wasn't, like, specific things. It was just, I've done it, I've done it, I've done it. And at some point in the debate, I was thinking the same thing, like, give me an answer that's not, I've done it. Like, give
right.
me an actual answer. So I felt the same way about Kasich and his experience. At some point, give me something of substance.
I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
I didn't get to watch the debate, so that's why I've been kind of quiet. But it kind of sounds like this was a everybody discredit Trump sort of thing, like attack Trump because he's the biggest threat of who's going to win right now. So is that kind of where this was going? They all had stuff.
That's prepared. Exactly what happened. Yes.
Okay. So they're trying
to
help him lose, basically. They're trying.
Right.
Well,
the
debate is always... Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think the best way to sum it up is they basically took the stance of joining together and saying the enemy of my enemy is my friend, which, you know, works great until they're down to the last two. But at the same time, I don't think any of them have the arsenal. You know, they talked about Trump's budget yesterday.
It's not working. Okay, it's not working. You gotta wait.
And they
No problem.
They were talking about his budget, and they mentioned how he said something like he spent $20-25 million, and they were like, "No, we have proof. You only spent 17. Like it matters." And you know, I think that's the point, is they're just trying to prove everything he says is wrong. You know, don't trust him. But the reality is this guy could write a check tomorrow and pay you all, you know, and have no problem with going, okay, you know, the hell with you, and I'm gonna spend $50 million. He's got the money to do it. I think that's what scares them most of all.
No, you're probably right about that.
Well, and not, I mean, he's not even using their money, and he will not use their money, so they cannot stop him. You're 100% right, David. 100%. They can't do anything to stop him.
No. You know, and he goes, yes, I collect money. The option's there for people to donate, and I'll take money from the people. I'm not taking it from companies. And they're like, oh, well, you made $7 million. Yeah. $7 million from little old ladies, I think he referred to it as. What am I supposed to do, send it back to him? I love the guy. I do. I mean, I'm not going to say he's the best we got or he's the best we have and we couldn't have done better, but when you compare to what we have that's out there, you know, I think it's our best bet, especially since somehow there are people that are still supporting Sanders.
Oh, my God, really fast. Did you see there's a post circulating, a girl put a gun to her head and cut her wrist, and she says if Hillary gets elected or Hillary gets the nomination, they're going to continue cutting, and it's like a hashtag, cut for Bernie, suicide for Bernie. Have you guys seen that?
No.
But I'm not surprised. They're a bunch of crazy fucks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's crazy. But, yeah, and I'm going to say that Trump is best all around. I can see his weak points, but he is the best-rounded person that we've got. And I think, honestly, you could take 90% of the people that were on stage in the first presidential debate, put them in his cabinet, and we'd have a kick-ass administration.
All right, well, real quick then. I know I said I have stuff today and I didn't really want to go too much over because of that, but I have to ask this. So let me ask this. This is, to me, it's very important anyway. What do you think is the deal with Christie?
What do you mean?
Well, Christie's out of the race, and Christie's all over him like a puppy dog.
I hate Christie. Him and Rubio are like in the same boat.
I hate Christie too, but I know that he's following Trump around.
You think he's trying to get like a position, maybe even VP?
I hope not. Because I will not vote for him if he is. Just alone for what this schmuck tried to do to cop and firefighter pensions. And I can't imagine him being that dumb. But
no.
I wonder. I don't know. I wonder what it is.
I think he definitely wants a seat. And I do think that Trump is a fucking moron if he picks him for VP. But I don't see that happening either. Everybody is going to suck his ass right now trying to get a position. But I think that Dr. Carson, Health and Human Services, I think Cruz should get the VP. I really do. Because if you get, you're less likely to divide your votes that way.
And the reality is, I think personally, the reality is, if we, and I, you know, and I've said it before, if he can grab Cruz around the neck before a meeting and grab him and say, listen, you're not beating me, we know this is a joke, but I want you as my VP, bail out now and join me, it would all be over. Everyone would fall in suit, but, you know, and I think even the party would stop, because at least they'd say, well, he's not going to, you know, as of now, they're probably nervous. They know he's rogue, and they're probably afraid he's going to go rogue with everyone he brings into the cabinet. Give him something to count on. Give him something to say that it's safe. Say, listen, I have your political butt boy as my VP. You know, and you know, I don't know. It's just my opinion.
100%, I'm with you.
Well, good. I like that.
Go ahead.
That being said, though, I am going to have to round this up and mosey on off the road. I'll see you all. I'll speak to you all anyway on Tuesday. You know, we have Eric Potts coming on. We're going to talk to Eric Potts. It's not going to be a PTSD thing, but it's just going to be a chat and catch up with Eric Potts, which would be great, current events and all that. So I hope you can all join in on Tuesday with Eric Potts, I, and Amanda. And that's it. I want to thank everyone for calling in and spending some time with me. I hope you all continue to have a fun Friday. A great weekend to everyone. God bless. Love you all. And have a great weekend.
Later, everybody.
Take care, everybody.
Take care, everyone.
Bye.